Chapter 1. All of His Roads Before Him. Clive Staples Lewis was born November 29, 1898, in his family's home in Dundella Villas, overlooking the Belfast Lock, an inlet from the strait dividing Ireland from Scotland, in Belfast, in County Down, in what is now Northern Ireland. Clive was the second of two sons to Flora Hamilton Lewis and Albert James Lewis, a successful Belfast attorney. The infant Clive was looked after by servants in the style common in professional-class British homes of the time, and he played mostly indoors because of Ireland's wet weather and the dangers of disease that took a high toll on young children of the time. Childhood in Victorian Ireland. C.S. Lewis' first friend and playmate was his brother Warren, called Warney, who was 3 years old when Clive was born, and to whom he remained close the rest of his life. The grandson, on his mother's side, of a rector in the Church of Ireland, as the Anglican Church is called there, and great-grandson of a Methodist minister on his father's, his family regularly attended St. Mark's Church in Dundella, where his parents had met. The Northern Ireland weather and their long periods of playing inside, surrounded by a well-stocked family library, are thought to have ignited the Lewis brothers' literary imaginations. Fact. Though imagination and fantasy play were common for children before the age of TV kids networks and computer games, it must have been an especially strong factor for boys living in Ireland, with a surfeit of storytellers and fantastic characters like Selkies, human by night and seals by day, and little people, including leprechauns. Parents' marriage. Clive's father, Albert, turned to Flora after his older brother, William, had been rebuffed in attempts to court her. Though Albert had earlier maintained a long correspondence with a previous love interest from age 16 to 22, he was more persistent through ups and downs with Flora. Albert, whose sons thought he could have had a career in politics, may have plied both the skill and the interest in befriending. Flora's mother by being a willing and ready sounding board for her opinions about home rule and other social reforms. It seems a safe assumption that his alliance with his future mother-in-law helped him win Flora's affections. Biographer Sayre insinuates that by this time, Flora, who had finished her Bachelor of Arts from Queen's College Belfast in mathematics,